The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Rockets took care of business for all that, oh, they're not playing well, blah, blah, blah stuff. It did okay in the third quarter last night.
It's always good when you can get outscored by 12 points in the fourth quarter and you still win by damn near 20.
Yeah. What was impressive to me, not just that they put up 50, but the defense they played in that quarter.
Yep.
They cranked it up on both ends, and you know, you're just watching that going, okay, I think they got this. Could Cleveland draft both Darnold and Mayfield? Mm-hmm. I've heard the rumor they might think about drafting two quarterbacks. I can't see him doing it. One of the things about draft picks is they're like buying a car. Once you drive them off the lot, they're never worth the same.
I don't think that makes any sense.
No, I think you pick the one you think has the best chance to succeed. But I think if I'm Cleveland, I just take Darnold and not worry about it because I think he's better than the other two.
If I'm the owner and this is the plan the GM comes to me with, I'm going to be like, you don't know if any of these guys are worth taking. And if you can't do that, I don't have much confidence in you.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first 2 hours. Lots of good stuff. Very sportsy, I think. We're going to mix it up a little bit here this hour and get back to talking about the list we were doing earlier. But, you know, one thing I have learned, and by the way, welcome into our SportsMap 94.1 listeners.
Sports.
Glad to have you guys. All of it available on podcastarena.com. And a couple of things. For one thing, I've learned from the last 2 hours, there's a bunch of Baker Mayfield lovers out there.
I told you. I knew they wouldn't be pleased with my comparison, but honestly, I thought that was nicer than Johnny Manziel. So
yeah, I well, if we're going to be honest, Baker Mayfield was never the player in college that Johnny Manziel was.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, but yeah, you guys can love him all you
well,
want.
Well,
they both ran the silly offense that doesn't work in the NFL.
Yeah, they both. Both won a Heisman.
Yeah.
I would say...
Johnny did it against better defenses.
Yeah, but...
And the guy beat Alabama.
That's true.
So...
Baker had more on-field success. He had more team success.
Yeah, although I think against easier competition.
Yeah, that's fair. But got to a playoff. Johnny can't say that.
Yeah,
but... Both got arrested.
True.
Yes,
but if they do have that in common.
But if Baker Mayfield were at A&M, they weren't getting anywhere either.
Probably not.
I mean, that's, and I don't know that they would have won the games they won when Manziel was there.
But the reason why I picked Colt McCoy instead of Johnny Manziel is because I wasn't trying to be like disrespectful to Baker Mayfield and say he's got no chance to play in the league.
Yeah,
but I just don't think that he's. I think he's a guy who, when whoever drafts him in the first round is going to try to use him as a starter. And then 3 or 4 years from now, he'll be a solid backup in this league. And that's not necessarily a knock. It's just not what you're looking for in the first round of the NFL draft. And which, by the way, you mentioned Case Keenum earlier. That's basically exactly what I think of Case Keenum to this day. Like, Case Keenum's fine if he's your backup quarterback. That's not the worst thing you can have.
I think that's the comparison I would make.
But I don't think that anybody is thinking Case Keenum's a franchise quarterback. Otherwise, somebody would have paid him like a franchise quarterback, and that's exactly what he'd be. I mean, he had about as good of a season as he's ever going to have, and people still didn't buy in enough to make him a franchise quarterback. That should tell you what people think of him. So I think that could be the way we see Baker Mayfield go.
Frankly, the way people are punching this guy's clown, I hope he's a total bust.
Well,
I do. I hope he's a total bust. Jesse says, on my way home from Lake Charles and listening to you guys, have a ginger and a Mexican in the truck with me. Can I get a shout out?
Does he have Juggalo Trey?
Well, does he have Canelo is what I want to know.
Could be Juggalo Trey and Jose. They're good friends.
Could be. They are good friends.
Yeah.
Could be Juggalo Trey and, well, no. Could be Tyler.
Ginger?
He's a ginger.
Did he just flip us off?
Yeah, he is.
That's what you get. That's what you get from a guy whose only job is to sit there and punch buttons to make sure we're on 94.1.
Look at his beard. Yeah. He basically is the same. He's got the same beard as the guy. Remember the wildling that Jon Snow was banging? Her brother? Like, that's what Tyler looks like.
What, Tormund?
Yeah. He looks like a wildling. He and Juggalo Trey. Wildlings together. It was so funny. I was on my motorcycle today. I was coming up Chimney Rock, and I drove past this dude who was playing Insane Clown Posse really, really loud.
Oh, my God.
And as he drove away, I saw he has that little Juggalo thing with the axe or the meat cleaver thing on the back of his car. It was pretty funny. There are real Juggalos out there. It's not a joke.
I think I only know one song of theirs. When they're singing about Eminem.
Okay.
Yeah, Please Don't Hate Me, I've Been Bleeping Your Mother Lately. I think that's the only one I've ever actually heard. But, all right, so let's get back to them. We did this, and if you want to go back and catch the first 10 on the podcast at 5:15 is when we did this. But 2,000 adults were polled about the top 50 signs you're getting old. And so we did the first 10. So we'll zip through these a little quicker here. Number 11, finding it tricky to sit cross-legged on the floor.
I can't. I probably could do that, but I don't do that anymore. I do because I sit on the mats a lot. Like when we're going over techniques in jiu-jitsu, I'll sit there and whoever's teaching the class, I'll sit on the mat and look at them. And I do the left leg pointed in and the right leg pointed out. So like a sort of an S shape.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I actually tried to sit
cross-legged.
But like cross-legged,
yeah, that's probably not working for me.
That's pretty easy for me.
Well,
you're a smallish fella.
You're small.
Yeah. Hating noisy pubs is number 12.
Ding, ding.
Yeah, well, I'm on that.
Yeah, I don't go to clubs anymore, so.
Well, pub, not club.
Oh, well, yeah, yeah. But
I'm the same way, and that's going to get to my hey man bleep that later today. But, if a place is too loud, now I'll leave. Choosing clothes and shoes for comfort rather than style.
That's definitely me.
I think so far.
I'm in the middle.
You still are pretty stylish. Falling asleep in front of the TV every night.
I don't do that.
I do that if I've been drinking.
No, I don't do that. But part of why I don't do that is because my wife doesn't. She'll make sure I'm up and at 'em. But like, I really don't fall asleep in front of the TV. When I fall asleep in front of the TV is like sometimes during football season. If the Texans play the early game and the afternoon games are crappy, sometimes I'll doze off during those games.
Yeah. Thinking policemen, teachers, doctors look really young.
No, I don't think that yet.
I'm not there yet. Nope. Falling ill more often.
I'm okay.
Yeah,
I'm pretty healthy.
I am too, besides, you know, the stuff I'm dealing with, but that's, you know.
But now I do take more medicine to prevent getting if I feel like I'm getting sick, I'll take medicine, whereas when I was younger I would just fight it through.
I don't like to take medicine.
I didn't like to do that when I was younger, but now I do it.
I hate the crap I'm on right now, but you know it's working, so I can't really bitch about it.
Is it causing shrinkage?
No
Okay.
But saying it wasn't like that when I was young, that's very similar to the one that was earlier.
Now back in my day.
I'm gonna go with no. Okay, this one I'm pretty easy answer for AJ. Complaining about more things.
Not me. Any of you guys complainers? I'm sure not.
Okay. Needing an afternoon nap.
Oh, yeah, I need a nap.
I wish I could take naps.
Yeah, me too.
Honestly, I wish I could take a nap every day. When I get here from the gym, like I'll finish up, you know, I do my prep in the mornings.
Yeah.
And then I'll go to the gym, and then I get here. And I'll sort of refresh anything I may have missed, you know, between 7 a.m. whenever my alarm goes off and you know, when I get here, which is usually around 2 o'clock. If I could nap from like 2:30 to 3:15 every day, I would be a new man. I really would. I would, there's just the only couch in here is that one. And Joel Blank's in here doing a show. He doesn't want
to be here. Well, now we have couches in the lobby out there.
Yeah, but I can't sleep out there.
It's because it's too much traffic.
I need to meditate is what I call it. I like to call it meditating.
I can't nap in the afternoons. If it gets after 1 o'clock, it's just not happening. Like, I can take one in the mornings. You know, but a lot of times if I get up at 4:30 and do a bunch of sports map stuff and do some prep, I can go back and sleep for an hour. And then I'm up and going, but if it gets after one, I can't. So
man, I don't know how you wake up at 4:30 in the morning.
I don't either. I couldn't do it.
I couldn't do it either.
But I also stay up. I go to bed late.
Yeah, I go to bed at like 1 maybe, 12. Yeah,
I'm usually out by 10.
Yeah, midnight 1 is usually where I'm going to bed.
11 if there's a sporting event I'm watching like last night. Feeling tired the moment you wake up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See, I don't have that.
You don't hit the snooze ever?
No, sometimes, but not most of the time.
But you're a morning person, huh?
Yeah, I've become a morning person.
Yeah, I'm not.
I never was. I was always a night person, but now I'm a morning person. Struggling to use technology.
I'm okay with that one.
Yeah, I am too. Finding you have no idea what young people are talking about.
I think sort of some of our interns use terminology that I'm like, what the hell is that? Like, they'll use bet.
Oh, I know bet, though.
Yeah.
I
mean, but then when I first heard it, I was like, what is that? You know, that kind of thing.
Okay, because you talk to them, I don't.
And then when one of our interns first said, that's lit, I didn't know what that was.
No, I don't like when
people
say that.
I know what it is now, but yeah, I'm a little behind on that.
I don't like it, though. I don't like things being lit.
Having colleagues who are so young they don't know what a cassette tape is. Yeah, I'm pretty sure we got that.
Yeah, I don't know. I think those kids know what a cassette tape is. I mean, just like I know, I never had an 8-track player.
Well, but you know what it was.
But I knew what an 8-track player was when I was a kid.
Yeah, but like, these kids on the internet, these new rappers saying that Tupac was overrated and sucked, that kind of thing, that kind of pisses me off.
Yeah.
But that's kind of like not knowing what a cassette tape is.
Well, that's just not respect any sense.
That's a different one, generation. Which I'm sure we'll find later on here.
Yeah, that's just a horrible take.
We'll do two more, and then we'll go to break. Losing touch with everyday technology such as tablets and TVs.
Nah, I'm okay.
Nah, I'm all over that.
No, I actually have. Sometimes I'll struggle with the smart TV, like to switch from Netflix to Amazon or like
I had problems with that at first, but.
Like
I got it now.
It's like if I hit exit one too many times, it like starts the whole thing over, and I get so mad at the kids if they don't leave the TV back how it was. Like if I've got to switch accounts on Netflix, it drives me crazy. I am old when it comes to that.
The wife set ours up with all that crap, and so the first couple times I had problems with it, and then she showed me what to do, so I don't anymore.
Man,
so.
Imagine when you get to 50, AJ.
Oh God, I'll never make it.
Yeah, bleep you, pal. Number 25, complaining about the rubbish on television these days. I think we're the exact opposite.
TV's better now.
I think we're kind of in a golden age.
Let's face it. TV 6-7 years ago was better than it is now, but TV's still pretty damn good.
I don't know if it was. I mean, you didn't have all these really cool Netflix and Amazon shows that you have now. In addition to the good cable shows. Now I'm gonna. What was so much better about 6 or 7 years ago?
I mean, Breaking Bad, Justified,
Justified was great. Breaking Bad was great, but there's great shows going on now. I mean,
there's shows better than that going on right now.
I don't know yet because I haven't finished. I don't know what Game of Thrones is going to be.
Oh yeah, well, that's fair. But that's one, and that was going on 6 years ago.
Yeah, but it was
better 6 years ago than it is now.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Season 5 was pretty freaking good.
Well, the last season was the worst one yet.
You're on the last, but there were some bad shows on Breaking Bad too. Let's not forget that. You know, Justified is the only one that was consistently good year in, year out for 8 years, and there weren't any that you look at and go, ugh. But Breaking Bad had some shows that you're like, really? People forget that about The Sopranos too. There were some bad shows on The Sopranos. There weren't bad seasons on any of those, but there were bad shows.
The Wire was The Wire is my favorite show of all time, and I still to this day I don't understand why season two had to happen. And
yeah, like, that's the one thing that keeps it from being number one on my list is season two.
And I honestly, like, I remember saying, oh, maybe I'm just not going to watch this show anymore. And thank God I did, because it got back to being great. But yeah, especially if your stinker season is that early in the game. I mean, like, you already said, well, Westworld, I might be out on this. I mean, that quick. That the key is you don't have a stinker season until, like, at least year four or five.
Yeah.
You know, if you have your stinker season, then people are sucked in. They're committed.
Walking Dead.
Walking Dead was season four is when I ejected. Midway through season four.
You're an exception. Like, that's tough to do for a lot of people.
Yeah, I got sucked in until like season six.
Yeah, I just, there were three episodes in a row that were just the exact same thing, and they were so bad. And I'm like, okay, you just wasted 3 hours of my life. I'm out. All right.
One eagle, two eagles. Try Eagles, try. Try Eagle Energy. That's right, guys. Listen, there's a lot of energy companies out there, and they'll all promise you different things. And those things are true, but they're true temporarily. They're going to offer you a cash bonus up front, or free weekends or free days. And you probably said, I'll go for that. And then come to find out a couple months later, wait a minute, you're paying a higher rate than what you signed up for. How's that happen? Or there's an additional fee on your bill. How'd that happen? It didn't happen if you're going with Tri Eagle Energy. They keep it simple. The rate you see, that's the rate you're going to pay. There's no gimmicks. There's no minimum usage fees. There's no charges if you go over a certain amount of electricity. It's just good, honest business from good, honest folks over at Tri Eagle Energy, guys. Check them out. See if their rates match up for you. See if they can help you out. 877-93-EAGLE. They want to make your home more energy efficient overall at the end of the day. That's one thing I think is great about them. They give you a good rate, but they're also trying to give you tips and tools to make your home more energy efficient overall, so you use less energy, which is what you want to be doing anyway. 877-93-EAGLE or TriEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN for a discounted rate. PUCT license number 10064 for TriEagle Energy.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And Mod said Fred had a problem with Westworld making sense at the end, but wasn't that basically Fargo? And we were talking about Fargo. The spaceship in season two, ever from that all the way through season three, I did not like that show anymore, and I don't know that I'll watch another one. But it's not just Westworld. I was kind of using that as an example. Leftovers did that. I mean, every show, there's a whole lot of new shows now that, and even Sneaky Pete, which I really like. At least you know there's a con going on, and that it's going to make sense at the end.
Right.
But I hate that technique. It's like everybody's kind of using that now. And that's why I'm probably going to eject on Westworld, because if it's going to be the same thing, I'm not going to invest an entire season to find out what happens at the end. It's just I think that's become way too common in TV, and I ain't got time for that. All right.
Ain't nobody got time for that, Fred.
Okay, so run through the rest of these real quick. 26 is spending time comparing illnesses and injuries with friends, which is similar to one we already talked about. Your friends are ill more often.
You did get ill.
No, I mean, a lot more of my friends are dying.
Yeah, I'm not to there yet.
Not knowing or remembering the name of any modern bands.
I was having a discussion about that with someone the other day, and like some of my favorite bands are like I love the Foo Fighters, I love Queens of the Stone Age. But those bands have been around for like 15, 20 years now.
Well, Foo Fighters is, I think, 20.
Yeah, that's just 15 or 20 years.
Yeah.
Then I said, but I love that Greta Van Fleet.
Yeah.
The oldest guys in Greta Van Fleet, the twins, they just turned 22 yesterday. So that's a new band that I'm into a lot. I like that Barnes Courtney, and that's a pretty new act. I mean, so I'm into some, but there's not a lot of new music that I like, to be honest.
You consider going on a no children cruise for a holiday? I'm not really interested in going on a cruise.
My wife wants to go on a cruise. I don't like that. I don't want to be trapped on
mine. Wants to do an Alaska cruise, which, okay, that might be cool, but I don't want to do one of these ones out of Galveston where you're going to Mexico.
Right.
I'll just get on a plane and go to Mexico. You know your alcohol limit.
Some days.
I'm going to go pretty much no. I mean, I've gotten now where I know when I need to go home and drink. I've gotten pretty good at that.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I'm cutting this off before I do something stupid in public, but I don't know what my limit is. Struggling to think of anything worse than going to a music festival?
No, because sometimes I still think about doing doing those. I just don't.
Never going out without your coat.
We're not in a city that
that
needs
one doesn't really
coat.
Count. Putting everyday items in the wrong place. I'm not really doing that
yet. No, I don't
do
that.
You move from modern and pop music on the radio to adult contemporary or album-oriented rock.
Nah,
not on that one either. Number 35, you start driving very slowly.
No, that's definitely not me.
Not me either. Jong?
I'm a little more careful now, but I'm not driving slow.
I pay a lot more attention to my rearview mirror and the people around me than I used to, but I haven't slowed down at all. This one, you struggle to lose weight easily. I used to could get weight off in 2 weeks if I wanted to, and now it's a real struggle, I admit.
I'm having a harder time than I used to also. But I also used to have, like, a reason to do it.
Yeah.
Now it's just my reason would be not being fat. Which is not
I'm trying to get healthier, and this time has been a real struggle for me to, because it used to be if I just focus for a month, I get 20 pounds off easy.
Yeah.
And this time it's been a lot harder, but I'm finally starting to see some progress, so which is good. Number 37, buying a smartphone but having no idea how to do anything other than make phone calls on it.
No, I can use my phone pretty effectively.
Yeah, I use mine for a lot of stuff. In fact, we use phones when we haven't had laptops here. Okay, number 38 is useless. We're not going to do that. 39, spending more money on face creams and anti-aging products. Not there yet. Falling asleep after one glass of wine. Nope. Not there yet. This is you. Feeling you have the right to tell people exactly what you are thinking, even if it isn't polite.
I feel like I always kind of do that.
Yeah.
But it's not, I don't think that's an old thing. I just say what I feel like saying.
I tend to be nicer sometimes. You like getting asked for ID? That hasn't happened in so long.
I don't even remember.
John probably gets carded still every now and then.
Eh, just because they have to.
Because you look under 30.
Yeah. Here's one I don't think any of us do. Paying by cash or check rather than using your card.
No, I always use my card.
Yeah, I'm always on
whenever card. Possible.
The only time I have cash is at the racetrack or for poker. That's it. Preferring a night in with a board game than a night on the town. That's always kind of been you.
That I don't like board games, but I don't like a night on the town.
You'd
either.
Rather be home.
I like game nights.
Drinking,
playing some games.
I've found that lately I prefer just being home and either watching TV. If I'm gonna drink, watching TV and drinking, or playing Xbox and drinking, or PS4 or whatever.
Yeah.
Rather than going out, but I still like to go out every now and then. Being told off for politically correct opinions. I think we're okay on that one. It's kind of our job.
Yeah.
Joining a national trust. I don't even know what that is yet. So
I'm not. I haven't joined one.
Me either.
I know that.
Your ears are getting bigger.
I don't think so.
Haven't noticed that yet.
Haven't noticed.
Preferring a Sunday walk to laying around.
I'd rather lay around.
No, there's always one day of the weekend I like to just lay around and do nothing.
Yeah.
you think maybe I'll drive instead of drink? No, I think maybe I'll Uber.
Yeah, there's too many options.
Yeah. And number 50 on the list, sign that you're getting old, drinking sherry. I have never.
What is that?
It's like a.
It's like a really dry.
It's a liqueur, right?
Yeah. I've had sherry barrel aged beers.
Okay.
Does that count?
There's some kind of weird mix that the wife makes that she needs sherry for. I don't know what it is. I don't drink it.
Yeah. It's not for me. All right. Got to tell you guys what is for me. The Kima Craft Beer Fest coming up this weekend. It's the time has come. You said, AJ, you keep telling us about this Kima Craft Beer Fest. When's it going to happen? It's coming up Saturday, April 28th, 2 to 5 p.m. The Kima Boardwalk and 24 breweries invite you to spend a day sampling over 72 of the best craft beers from 8th Wonder, Alamo, Austin East Ciders, Buffalo Bayou, Ballast Point, Deschutes, Galveston Island, Carbach, Live Oak, Real Ale, Saloon Door, Spindle Tap, St. Arnold, and many, many more. Guys, it's going to be a great time. Buy advance tickets still. You can buy them now. It's on Saturday. You can still buy advance tickets for $44.95 a person, $39.95 if you're a Landry Select Club member or if you have a military ID, $49.95 the day of the event. Your admission includes beer samples, giveaways from beer vendors, and food samples. There's live music all day. Purchase your tickets online at KimaBeerFest.com or on site at the multiple ticket booths at the Kima Boardwalk. All guests must present a valid ID at the time of purchase, and of course, you must be 21 years of age. It's the Kima Craft Beer Fest, Saturday, April 28th. For tickets and information, KimaBeerFest.com. Keeps coming.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Here on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. A32 said, did the Alaskan cruise about 4 years ago out of Seattle. It was amazing. From Peyton Girl, Texas. And 936 also saying Alaskan cruises are legit, nice scenery and wildlife. Those appeal to me. The idea, like, seeing whales and stuff like that, that would be kind of cool.
That's appealing. You know what's not appealing? Being stuck on a boat with a bunch of people I don't know.
Yeah. Usually a poker room's in them. That's what I would do. I go look at the whales and go play poker. That's pretty much it. Plus, you get a trip to Seattle out of it.
That's true.
I know you would like that.
Yeah, if I went to Seattle, though, I just want to stay in Seattle.
Yeah, well, see, this way you can kind of do both. You can take care of your wife's desire to go on a cruise, go to Seattle, and an Alaska cruise wouldn't suck. I mean, that would be a lot more interesting than something down here, I would think.
I would rather just go to Alaska. My brother-in-law lives in Alaska.
Yeah, Alaska's kind of a place I would love to check out. It's not quite a bucket list thing, but I'd like to do it. So apparently Gronk has said he will be back for the 2018 season. Why is that such a big news story? Wouldn't it be news if he wasn't coming back?
I would think so, but it was also a big story that Tom Brady's coming back.
Yeah, I think when they tell us they're not,
that's when the news should really get out there.
Yeah,
it seems like every year is Tom Brady retiring? Is Tom Brady, like, when Tom Brady says, guys, when he does the tearful, you know, podium thing, it's been a good run. I've had a lot of fun. I love these guys.
Be a Patriot for life.
But I just can't. I can't do it anymore. That's when I'll be like, oh well, that's a story.
The TB12 method just doesn't work anymore. Old age gets us all. That's the thing. Old age gets us all. Some point it's going to get him, and some point it's going to get Drew Brees, which I hate to see because those guys have been so much fun to watch. But that's it's a circle of life, man. This is, you know, it's what happened to Mufasa.
Did we just start this segment?
We're about halfway through.
Can you vamp while I take a drink of water?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very capable of vamping, whether it's vamp or vampire. Either one. I can do them both. I do have some other cool stuff to get to here. Is that everything you hoped it would be?
I'm back in the game.
Apparently, there's a lot of love going around for this Richmond quarterback, Kyle Laletta.
Yeah, Lance was talking about him the other day.
Yeah, and apparently, he did very well at the Combine. He's a guy that is probably going to go. He's probably, when we start talking about that next tier of guys where you don't get the big five.
Yeah.
I think.
You think is he in the same tier as Mason Rudolph?
See, I'm not that high on Mason Rudolph either. I just haven't seen enough of this kid to make an educated guess on him.
Well, I mean, I think we both said that we're not really high on any of these guys, but relatively.
If I were a GM who needed a quarterback and I was picking high in the draft, I would I think I'd feel the best about taking Sam Darnold if I'm in the middle of the round and he'll be long gone by then. And I already had, an A.J. McCarron as my quarterback.
Yeah.
I would love to take a Lamar Jackson. I'd feel good about that. Beyond that, I don't trust any other quarterback. Josh Rosen, another one, right team as a backup. Okay. But somebody's going to take him to be a starter.
Josh Rosen, he at least my biggest questions with Josh Rosen aren't physical. Like, I think Josh Rosen can play quarterback in the NFL. I think he can play at a pretty high level. I don't know if he's a good teammate. I don't know if he's a good dude.
Well, I don't know that he's mentally tough enough to play quarterback in the NFL. And guess what? I think you can say that about any of these guys. We don't know. And Sam Darnold may or may not be. I mean, who knows? Once they start getting hit and throwing interceptions, it's how they react to that. That's what determines whether or not they can make it in the NFL. And I don't know that Baker Mayfield has the makeup to do it either. So we'll find out, though. And a guy like Carson Wentz, when he got punched in the mouth that first year, he bounced back the second year and played like a champ.
Yep.
So, and it may not be next year that these guys play well. It may take 2 years. I think we'll see. It'll be real interesting to see what Mitchell Trubisky does next year.
If one of these guys, and not we'll leave Lamar Jackson off the list here, because I think we all assume he's going to go into the second half of the first round, right?
Well, that's where he should go.
Yeah,
but I think he'll go higher than that because the other guys are going to run out. It's going to be just like last year. You're going to be sitting there at 12, and somebody's going to think, I can get Deshaun Watson at 25. Maybe I can't.
Is there one of these guys in those top four guys, the Rosen, Darnold, Allen, Mayfield tier, that who's the one that would surprise you the least if they fell into the 20s?
Mayfield.
I kind of think that way too. Rosen is in that.
Rosen too. I think if I were picking 1 and 1A in that, I'd say Mayfield then Rosen.
Man. Yeah, Rosen's so confusing to me because he's such a good. I mean, he's got a great arm.
He's got a quick release too, which, but you know, some of these guys, they just talk too much.
Yeah.
If he kept his mouth shut, I'd feel better about him.
Did you see what he said today? I think this was on NFL Network.
Josh Rosen?
Chance, you're number one.
Yes.
I don't care. I just want to go to a team. I mean, you know,
but
my
would
entire
you be
life,
surprised?
I don't know. I mean, I don't really. I'm not paying attention to all that stuff very much. I mean, I've always been the number two guy. I mean, coming out of high school, Ricky Town was the dude. He was going to SC. I was going to UCLA. He was number one in the country. I was number two, and he was going to bring USC back to the promised land. Blake Barnett. After Ricky kind of faded away a little bit, Blake Barnett was the Elite 11 MVP. He was the dude that was going to go to Bama, win a couple championships, and call it quits, go to the league as a first overall pick. You don't really hear about him too much. Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield, these dudes that are these exotic, cool, like flashy quarterbacks, that number one pick, all this stuff. And I'm number two, and you know what? I'm going to sit here. And in a couple of years, when all is said and done, I'm confident that I'll still be standing.
I'm not quite understood. Not sure I understood exactly what he was getting at there.
I guess because he's been, he's basically saying he's been underestimated his whole entire career.
No, he was one of the top quarterbacks to go to UCLA, and after his freshman year, everybody was talking about him being a potential number one overall pick.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think he's just kind of making stuff up there. Way to go, Rosen. But, I don't know if Sam Darnold's flashier than Josh Rosen.
I don't know that he is either.
Doesn't he seem more vanilla?
Sam Darnold?
Yeah, a little bit, but more polished.
Sam Darnold just feels like the safest guy to me. Yeah. Like, I don't know that he, like, his arm is good enough to play in the NFL. It's not, like, I've seen some comparisons of Sam Darnold to Andrew Luck, and I don't think that's fair.
No.
I see, like, physically some of the similarities, but he ain't that good.
No.
I feel like he's the safest bet when you look at the total package of these guys. When you look at on the field, how his teammates, what the teammates think of him. What I will say for Josh Rosen and Sam Darnold, something that makes me like them over the other three guys, they both played under center. And I say this every year when these dudes who never take snaps under center, I don't want you in the NFL. If you can,
yeah, although if
my quarterback coach in the NFL has to teach you how to take a snap under center because you've never done it in college or high school, no thanks. No, sorry, Pat Mahomes. Sorry, Jared Goff. And Jared Goff looked pretty good last year. I just don't want that big of a project.
See, I don't. In my mind, I don't think playing under center is, I mean, it's not brain surgery. And most of these guys probably did it at some point.
But there's a lot of stuff to do with footwork,
there is,
drops, knowing when to get rid of the ball.
But if you can't teach a guy that, then you're not a very good coach.
You should, but the point is you shouldn't have to teach a guy that at that level.
Well, but if I think the guy has everything else, that's not going to be the thing that keeps me from drafting him. So, I mean, ideally, yeah, but how many guys play under center in college anymore? And then there's things you can do in the interim while you're teaching them. Play more shotgun, play more pistol. That's what good NFL coaches are doing. They're not forcing them to do something that they're not good at yet. So.
All right. I got to tell you about Republic Harley Davidson. I can tell you about him. I went in there today. I was there today in person, live. Signed autographs there. That's not true, but I was there. I dropped off my bike to be serviced. And anytime I need to tune up an oil change, where do you think I'm taking it? Republic Harley Davidson. It's not close to my house, but I don't care. I'd rather take it to a place where I know it's going to be taken care of properly. The best in the business working on my bike. 7 master technicians on staff, not some hourly employee who's just taking apart and throwing back together my bike. I don't want that. It's dangerous enough to ride out there, especially if you don't know if your bike's going to hold up. They've got a fantastic showroom, about 100 brand new bikes on the floor, every model, every color you could dream of, including the new 2018 Softail Breakout that I'm riding right now while they take care of mine. And right now when you buy a new Softail, you get a helmet, jacket, and boots only at Republic Harley-Davidson. You need new tires? Good time to get them. Full set installed while you wait for just $329 after a $70 rebate. And if you're looking for a pre-owned, it's your lucky day. Gigantic pre-owned Harley-Davidson tent sale going on this Wednesday through Saturday only at Republic Harley-Davidson. They're going to have over 100 motorcycles marked to sell at wholesale prices. They want to get rid of this inventory, and they're giving it away for cost. You can't beat that. On-the-spot lender approval for all credit scores, whatever your Harley needs, service, new or pre-owned, merchandise, riding classes, Republic Harley-Davidson's the best in Houston. Financing for everyone, 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway. Online at republichd.com. That's Republic Harley-Davidson.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. One final segment to go. Hey, check out SportsMap. Raheel's column today on Best Astros Twitter follows. So if you want to, of course, he has Brian McTaggart on there, which I think he's the best baseball guy in the city, period. But all of that is all that available on sportsmap.com today, along with a lot of other great stuff. And there'll be some cool stuff on there tomorrow. So make sure you check it out. All right, let's do Hey Man Bleep That.
John, you up first?
I kind of used mine. I don't have one at the moment. You can go first.
You want me to go first?
I can go either way.
You can go first.
All right. I don't remember what show I heard them do this on. It might have been one of those goofball ESPN shows while I was in the gym. It might have been Barry and Joel. I don't remember. But somebody was talking about crying baby or barking dog. And my first thought would be, oh, I'd much rather hear a barking dog. But I'm going to go with neither. Because you know what you can do? And I used to do this when my kids started acting up in a restaurant when they were little. They started crying.
Chloroform.
No, and not whiskey down there. I'd take them outside until they calm down. And one thing I've noticed, and I don't take my dog to the bar very often because I know she would act up, right? Well, a lot of people are bringing their dogs to the patio, and that's cool. Except when they start barking, they just say, they don't even do anything. They just let them bark. And that's really... Like, I actually got up and left last week from a place because the lady next to us had her dog there and just barked the whole damn time. If your dog's barking, leave. Take the dog somewhere else. Don't bring the dog to the bar. And I'm totally cool with people. I mean, I like dogs, obviously. And most people have well-behaved dogs. But when you bring one and people are sitting there trying to have a drink and have a nice dinner and your dog, the whole damn time.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
No. And so if you're one of those people who's doing that, just don't bring your dog to the bar, or if you do and your dog starts misbehaving, take the dog out somewhere else so that you're not bothering everybody else around you.
I think my biggest problem is when, like, I don't go out to bars very often, so I usually don't deal with dogs barking when I'm out at the bar. But there's dogs in my neighborhood who will bark sometimes in the middle of the night, which means that for whatever reason, at 3 a.m., dogs are outside. And, I mean, listen, if you've got an outside dog, that's fine. But if your dog barks at 3 a.m., it's got to become an inside dog until it figures that nonsense out.
Yeah, I mean, you got, in both these cases, basically, just asking you to know your damn dog, you know?
Yeah.
And if your dog is bothering other people, just like your screaming baby, if it's bothering other people, guess what? It's on you to do something about it. So to that I say, hey man, f*** that.
All right. Mine's in a story out of Castle Rock, Colorado, which is apparently one of like a really nice part of the Denver Metroplex. And
I've heard of it.
There are some residents who are saying that there are sex parties going on. And
now, where is this again?
Castle Rock, Colorado.
Okay, let me check flights to Castle. No, sorry.
There were one of the neighbors received a copy of the party invitation from an anonymous person who's concerned about the events. It showed 400 guests were invited, with 87 people, including 35 couples, sending a yes RSVP.
Okay.
The invitation references the Thunderstorm Play Palace and boasts a 7,500 square foot dwelling with every amenity, including alcohol, food, and a chocolate fountain.
I'm not hearing anything bad here.
The risque invitation also advises guests to bring their own condoms and show respect for the new furniture.
Okay, that's also good.
The problem is, there's donations taken at the door, $70 for couple and single men, and $20 for women.
Also sounds reasonable.
But these neighbors are trying to shut it down.
Oh, the neighbors are trying to shut it down?
Yeah.
To hell with the neighbors.
They're hearing sex sounds, and they say you can hear people doing what they're doing, and we're worried about our children being exposed to this. Your kids should be asleep at night.
Exactly. As long as the dogs aren't barking and your baby's not crying.
Right. Let people have sex loud if they want.
Hell yeah.
To that, I say, that's right.
Mine quick one, the whole Jay Feely gun photo. I thought that was funny, and I knew what he was referring to, and people kind of took that and kind of, I don't know, shamed him for that. I don't know. We don't have too much time to discuss this, but to those people, I say, hey man, fuck that.
Yeah, I'm with you. It was just a joke, and if people got bent out of shape, they can go bleep themselves. And Patrick Creighton almost touched you inappropriately there. All right, we're going to wrap this up.
Inappropriately?
No, Jung. We're going to wrap it up.
Thank God.
We'll be back tomorrow. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.